Well, we do want to continue with our Know Your Rights series as we continue this September of educational programming focused on what rights you have in school you may not know about. What rights and liberties do teenagers have in New York and throughout the country? Do you know what your rights are and how to stand up for them? Do adults know what rights young people have? Well, in partnership with the New York Civil Liberties Union, we are presenting a series of short informational installments, Know Your Rights. And today, we focus on the rights of pregnant and parenting teens in school.
What will happen to me if I'm at a Catholic school? What are my options if I miss some school?
Of a pregnancy and can't graduate before I turn 18. My name is Lee Chi Leong, and I'm the director of the New York Civil Liberties Teen Health Initiative. We get these kinds of questions all the time because schools don't always know the law and teens don't always know their rights. I'm here to tell you about your rights in school as a pregnant or parenting teen. Under federal and state law, teens who attend any school receiving government money have the right to stay in their own school, even if they become pregnant or have a baby. They can participate in all school activities like any other student, including gym class and extracurriculars like Honor Society. If they take time off when they give birth, they must be given reasonable opportunities to make up work. When they're ready to return, they must be allowed to return at the same level as they were before they left. What if the school says you have to transfer to a special school? It's entirely up to the student to decide whether she wants to stay in her regular school. She can be told of other options, such as transferring to a special program for pregnant and parenting students, but school officials cannot force a pregnant student to leave school, transfer, or enter a GED program. They can't make her uncomfortable to get her to leave. If a pregnant student chooses to stay at her regular school, her school must let her. If you are told that you should leave your regular school, report this violation to the New York Civil Liberties Union or seek other legal assistance to protect your rights. Schools must make reasonable accommodations so pregnant students can get the same education as non-pregnant students. For example, they should let pregnant students who can't climb stairs use the elevator if there is one. They should arrange for her to get assignments and makeup work when she misses school for prenatal appointments, abortion services, or delivery and recovery. Such absences cannot be counted against her. If her physician thinks it's medically necessary, a student might be able to take a leave of absence. She can be entitled to home instruction. What about kids in private schools? If you go to a private school that receives federal or state money, many do, the school must comply with these same rules. Even if the school doesn't get such funds, students still have some rights. For example, the New York Archdiocese has a policy that says a student in a New York City Catholic school cannot be dismissed solely because she's pregnant. Finally, what a pregnant student says to a school nurse, school psychologist, and/or social worker must be kept confidential under New York law unless the student gives her provider permission to tell someone else, including the school principal and the student's parents. Licensed professionals who reveal confidential information without getting the student's permission first could have their licenses suspended and be fined or even sued. Not all adults know the law. The law is here to protect you, but you have to know your rights and stand up for them. The Teen Health Initiative was created to remove barriers that prevent young people from accessing critical reproductive services. We provide extensive training for professionals who work with adolescents and run a peer education program that involves teenagers in defending their rights. If you need more information or have questions, please call the Teen Health Initiative at 212-344-3005 or reach us on the web at www.nyclu.org/THI. Thanks to Rise Up Radio and WBAI.
And thanks also to the New York Civil Liberties Union for their collaboration in our ongoing Know Your Rights segment. You too must know your rights to stand up for them and protect them in these times of crackdowns on civil liberties.